Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, industri luar angkasa Australia akan menerima jutaan dolar dari pemerintah federal untuk meluncurkan pesawat luar angkasa saat Perdana Menteri melanjutkan kampanye yang tidak resmi. Sementara pendanaan telah disambut dengan baik oleh para ahli, namun mengatakan jutaan lagi akan dibutuhkan sebelum Australia melihat peningkatan lokal dalam waktu dekat ini. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Ariana Lucente dan Krishani Danji untuk SBS News. Industri luar angkasa Australia mulai berkembang. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison telah mengumumkan ia menjanjikan $65 juta untuk mengembangkan 3 situs peluncuran di seluruh Australia.
We are a launch nation with what we're doing here to invest in these launch facilities. We are a space nation when it comes to ensuring that Australians will have their equipment which is being developed right here in South Australia up in space. And we are an astronaut nation in getting Australians back into space as part of these initiatives.
Ini adalah bagian dari upaya untuk menjadikan Australia sebagai pemain kunci dalam perlombaan luar angkasa. Morrison mengatakan itu akan mendorong pekerjaan di Australia Selatan dan investasi teknologi di negara ini.
This is the place to be if you want to be in the space sector. And the space sector, as you know, is one of our key industry sectors that we are focusing on as part of our sovereign manufacturing capability. That program already has generated around $1 billion of investment.
Namun, pemimpin Partai Buruh Anthony Albanese mengatakan ia skeptis mengingat sejarah pemerintah tentang manufaktur lokal.
We can have a very bright future, but you can't have one if you're like this government, scared of the present but terrified of the future. This is a government that said that electric vehicles would end the weekend. This is a government that said that hydrogen was snake oil at the last election. What we actually need is a government in Australia that's prepared to imagine a better future and then set about creating it.
Morrison telah membuat pengumuman pendanaan ruang angkasa di jalur kampanyenya. Australia Selatan, rumah dari Badan Antariksa, akan melakukan pemungutan suara bulan depan. Ada harapan bahwa janji investasi dan pekerjaan baru akan menghasilkan suara yang penting. Perdana Menteri mengatakan inisiatif luar angkasa tergantung pada terpilihnya kembali Premier Australia Selatan, Stephen Marshall.
South Australia is now contributing to the national economic growth of this country, and that is occurring because of the entrepreneurial premiership of Stephen Marshall. This has to be bedded in. This has to be locked in. This is not a time for South Australia to turn back to where they were before. In order for these incredible gains to be realised into the future, the return of the Marshall government here in South Australia is an absolute necessity.
Dengan pemilihan federal yang tinggal beberapa bulan lagi, kursi di Boothby di Adelaide yang dipegang oleh koalisi berada pada selisih yang tipis. Dr. Rebecca Allen adalah pemimpin penelitian gaya berat mikro di Institut Teknologi dan Industri Luar Angkasa Swinburne. Ia menyambut baik pendanaan $60 juta itu dan mengatakan ini adalah permulaan yang bagus.
To really see these launch sites and facilities and this capability get to a full mature level, we're really talking in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And so I think it's a fantastic step because the space agency has started from a really small budget and a really close-knit team. So I'm hoping that, you know, this is going to be that, you know, catalyst to help the space agency grow.
Geografi Australia yang unik menjadikannya kandidat yang ideal untuk meluncurkan misi masa depan. Namun, agar pesawat ruang angkasa lepas landas secara lokal dalam dekade berikutnya, jutaan dolar lagi masih diperlukan untuk diinvestasikan. Dr. Allen mengatakan, mengembangkan kemampuan peluncuran adalah kuncinya.
Australia is going for a very focused set of goals when it comes to space activity. And launch capability, I think, is one of the most important because it will enable us to really have this native capability to realize our own ambitions in space and not be reliant on launching payloads in other countries. So I think that is 100% a critical step for Australia to become a major player in the space industry arena.
Demikian tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang perkembangan ruang angkasa Australia yang disusun oleh Ariana Lucente dan Krisani Danji untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.